Hola, soy Paola Marisán, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Hola, mi gente. Este episodio lo vamos a dedicar a celebrar. Celebrate our music, food, traditions, and fusiones. Sí, fusions. Because being Latino today is not just about celebrating a native tradition, but celebrating the traditions we took from our neighboring countries with a warm climate. For that, we'll take a tour through some países latinoamericanos, hear some of their music, and explore some tradiciones navideñas. And to help me with this, he invitado a un special guest, our ¿Qué pasa Midwest? Editor and WNYC journalist, Sofía Paliza Koch, Peruvian, francesa, y ahora neoyorquina. Hola, Sofía, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, Paola, muy bien. I'm very excited to talk to you today about panetón and villancicos.
Yo también, and you have a very interesting mezcla de sabores and colores from various cultures. So tell me a little bit about that mix, and how was Navidades in your casa?
Okay, so I grew up in the Midwest, in central Indiana, and we didn't do a ton of super traditional stuff, but my dad always made sure that one thing was around during the holidays, panetón. So panetón is this kind of dry bread cake thing with candied fruit inside. Originally, it's actually from Italy. It was called panettone. So I was always like, why is this here? This isn't a Latino thing. This is an Italian thing. But I found out that in the early 1900s, this Italian ice cream vendor actually made his own brand of panettone in Peru. And that's where it became wildly popular. And it's now super popular in Peru. It's a staple for every Christmas. There's something like 100 brands. And it's popular now, too, in Argentina, Brazil, and in parts of the Andes, where they actually fill it with potato and carrot. And the Bolivians fill it with coca leaf, I've heard, which is really interesting. I'm going to be honest, though. Nunca me gustó. But apparently there are versions with chocolate, and I feel like I would be into that. I just never really liked the ones with candied fruit and stuff in it. That wasn't my thing. Another thing that we did every year, too, is this holiday called Epifania. It's celebrated in many countries. It's when the three wise men visited Jesus. We always made a cake. And I'm half French, so in France we call it the galette du roi. But in Spanish it's called la rosca de reyes. And we put a baby inside it, this little figure. And for our family, my little brother Pablo is the youngest, so he would go under the table and decide which slice of cake went to whom. And if you got the baby in your cake, then you were king for the day. So I always thought that was kind of a fun holiday, too, for us to celebrate.
Well, that sounds fun. And, you know, it sounds like a melting pot of celebration. And the thing that I find fascinating is that how being Latino means that celebrations pour over borders and become part of our own traditions. Por ejemplo, the Rosca de Reyes is also a tradition in Central America, in países como Guatemala. And Guatemala has also influenced other Latino countries to create their own versions of La Quema del Diablo, por ejemplo. Una celebración where a devil dummy is put in a fire pit made with sticks and leaves, which I found super interesting, and is a way of cleansing the bad juju for the year. Other traditions come along with music like Mi Burrito Sabanero, which is a classic that we hear in all colmados and Latino fiestas en las Navidades.
It's such a funny song. You hear it everywhere. So, Paula, what do you miss most about your home country?
Well, Sofía, you know, I miss the music the most. I'm a very musical person, and I just remember being in my grandma's living room in the Dominican Republic, sipping on some chocolate caliente with pan, and listening to villancicos, the drums, the people, and perico ripiao coming from the street. And perico ripiao is this fast-paced merengue that originated from the African influence in the island. So I miss celebrating the Guyolas, which is our tradition that honored the liberated slaves from the Antillas Inglesas. You see people with colorful dresses, bien vistosos, and feather hats, but you also see the representations of the slaves. El hombre con el látigo en la mano, and the Afro-Latino dances and ceremonies no pueden faltar.
It's so danceable. I love this song.
Well, gracias, Sofia, for sharing your holiday traditions. Y a ustedes por escuchar. You can post your holiday traditions on your favorite platforms and tag us with our handle, @QuePasaMidwest. And we'll share it on our pages, too. But you can listen to more episodes and our music choices for this specific Navidad episode in our website, QuePasaPodcast.com. Or you can also listen on your favorite podcast app. ¡Felices fiestas!
¡Happy holidays!
Soy Paola Marisang, along with...
Sofia Palizacar, y esto es... ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.